USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in London for this week's NATO summit while impeachment proceedings are advancing back home in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee is releasing today a report on testimony and evidence it's gathered over the past month. President Trump representing the U.S. as he and European leaders are celebrating the 70th anniversary of NATO, but reporters in London this morning wanted to talk about the impeachment inquiry.
We have tremendous support. I just had a 95% approval rating. It's the highest in the history of the Republican Party. Ronald Reagan was 87. He's second.
Wall Street lower after the president told reporters he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg now in fifth place in a new poll after just entering the Democratic race for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
95-year-old former President Jimmy Carter hospitalized again in Georgia. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president.
Cyber Monday sales reaching $9.2 billion, according to the initial estimates from Adobe Marketing and Consumer Insights. It's a record and a 17% year-to-year increase. After maintaining innocence for the past couple of years, Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter is expected to plead guilty to federal campaign finance charges today, accused of using $250,000 for his personal expenses. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing the ongoing Hong Kong protests and sanctions on Iran during a speaking engagement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Secretary Mike Pompeo first calling on China to uphold its treaty when it took over governance of Hong Kong.
Well, you have a people that is desirous of having the Chinese Communist Party live up to the promise that it made back in 1997. Right? It's a ratified treaty. It says that the United Nations, they talked about having one country but two systems.
China's now imposed sanctions on the U.S. in response to last week's enactment of a law supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Pompeo also telling an audience at the University of Louisville that sanctions the Trump administration has placed on Iran are working. He says all the administration wants is for Iran to act like a typical nation.
To Wisconsin, where a student under arrest after bringing a gun to school. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A suspect has been hospitalized and arrested after trying to open fire at a high school in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters, Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says a 17-year-old male student brought a handgun to South High School.
Other officers from the Waukesha Police Department, Waukesha Sheriff, responded to the school and begin dialogue with the suspect in an attempt to de-escalate the situation.
The suspect was taken to a local hospital and is currently in stable condition. No other students or officers were injured during the incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.